Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Welcome, welcome. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget, TV show as well. We are on YouTube. So make sure that you do follow us, subscribe, like us, tweet us, because we are pretty much everywhere. Social media is here to stay, everyone. Sorry to tell you, for the people that are not too comfortable with, but it's here to stay. We need to take advantage in a certain way, because that's how you can promote yourself, promote your business, promote your book, promote your business and your singing career. And I'm talking about singing career because we do have a singer today. Yeah, we've been having coaches and authors forever. And because I don't plan it that way, they contact me or they contact our VA, and we book whoever is that wants to be here. And so lately it's been authors and authors and authors. We had a couple of coaches, not singers. So it's been a couple of months, I think, maybe not. And so we have a singer today. I'm so excited. And this is a singer-songwriter, country music. I don't think we had country for a while. I think there was a lady that we had about 3 months ago. She was a country singer, but gospel, beautiful lady. But I'm so excited to have a country musician, singer-songwriter with us tonight. But before I bring her on, I just want to make sure that you are attentive listening to us. It is a Thursday. I'm almost the weekend. And I know for some of you, looking forward to the weekend, it's a big deal. It isn't for us. I actually feel sad because it's the day that I don't do the show. And so I love my Monday Fridays. I love the days that I get to be here with you live and share amazing people with you, share people that have so many beautiful experiences. And if I'm able to inspire you in some way, not through me, through my guests, I am so happy. I am fulfilled. This is the reason I do this show. And the other reason I do this show is because I have sponsors. And I would like to thank so much Natasha Bridgmahan for sponsoring the show. Without your help, without your contribution, the show could not be possible. If you are looking right here in Canada for help, financial help, if you would like to increase your financial needs for your retirement or perhaps sending your kids to college, contact Natasha Bridgmahan. She is definitely can assist you. And I will have the words of a sponsor throughout the show, by the way, so that way you can definitely give her a call and mention, hey, I heard you via the Lizzie T Show. And also, we have Nature Nova sponsoring the show. So thank you so much for sponsoring, and thank you so much for being a great, great support. So today we have a singer-songwriter, as you've heard earlier, and we would like to say to you that if you are a singer-songwriter yourself, and you would like to have your song played here, you can always submit to MP3 at show@lizzyt.com. Show@lizzyt.com. We are getting so much MP3, a variety of songs, a variety of lyrics, and we don't discriminate. It could be gospel, it could be jazz, it could be rap, it could be country. We love to play it. So as the show goes, the theme, as you heard it earlier, tell me who you are and what you do, and contact info, anything new. So we'll be talking to our guests with those questions. And then after the interview, which is about 25 minutes, give or take, you know, if it's usually interesting and we don't want to cut it off, we continue on. And the other half an hour is with our musical section, which we have a huge variety today, as always. So send us your MP3 if you would like us to help you out, and if you would like us to play your song. And also, I would like to mention that we are booking shows for October. We're pretty much booked solid, unless somebody postpones or changes their date, but we are booked solid for the month of September, which is only, believe it or not, it's only one more week and we're done. Where does the time go? And then we are booking for shows for October and November, obviously. Our TV show right now is also booking. We have a couple of shows during the month that we do our YouTube channel. And if you would like to book with us again, send us an email at show@lizzyt.com. And I think my housekeeping is pretty much taken care. I'm not going to talk very much about the weather because it's not a time for us here in Canada where we're really, really happy about it. It's fall starts to come, and that means cold weather. I'm very surprised and disappointed when people say in July and August, it's so hot, it's unbearable. But those are the only 2 months that we get of warm weather. So it is September. Kids are going, they've already gone back to school, and the cold weather has started to hit. And I mean, I love my winter. I love my Canada, but I prefer, you know, a little bit of warmer weather. That's why we usually go to places like Florida. Canadians actually have taken that place as a second home. And it is elections here in Canada. I do not talk about politics, but I think it is your right and your duty to at least vote for whomever think that is the best choice for us. So I'm hoping that our friends and our listeners, our Canadian listeners, can do their duty and vote. It is only a couple of weeks away, and please do find a place where you can vote. And that's all I have to say for today. So I will be right back, everyone, with our guests. And I'm hoping that if you are interested in joining us, you can always call. The number is 215-383-5705. Again, it's 215-353-5705. Our social media is open: Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So if you would like to send a comment or a question, or even to say hello through our social media, I will read your name and read out the questions or the comments. So do so. The Instagram is The Lizzyt Show. Same thing with Twitter and Facebook / The Lizzyt Show. And I'll be right back. And I'm back, and I'm back, everyone. And as I said, if you would like to comment, social media is open, and I would love to read your comment. Today we have singer-songwriter Tad Barrow, and I'm hoping that's how I'm pronouncing correctly his name. He is a Texas singer-songwriter. He has racked up more than few accolades, from PRSA Award of Excellence, an Academy Award for Best Country Album, and Artist Spotlight in the Alternative Rock Magazine, American Pride Magazine, AVA Radio. He has appeared on television show, including Good Morning Texas. And also, he's even shared the stage and studio with country musicians legends, from CMA Musicians and Miranda Lambert Band. and many others. My goodness. He also is a new country for old men, while undoubtedly drawing his sonic influence from titans like Hank Williams and Johnny Cash, one of my favorites. His melodies cue modern and plays almost every instrument. Wow, that's talent. From piano to guitar, mandolin, harmonic, and drum. And a multi-instrumentalist double as a songwriter himself, as well as other artists. He says, if I can put a smile on someone's face throughout my song, well, that just means the world to me. Oh, that's beautiful. And it's true. If you can put a smile on someone's face in whatever it is that you do, hey, you are done. That is the reason you're supposed to be doing what you're doing. So let's welcome him with a wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, Todd, and welcome, welcome to the Lizzie T Show. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing great. I was looking forward to tonight and getting on the show, and it sounds like you're staying so busy with lots of people wanting to be on your show. So just honored to be here tonight.
The honor and the privilege is all mine, Todd. And my goodness, you are pretty accomplished. Look at you. You know how to play every single instrument. And for the listeners that are listening to us, and this will be transcribed into our YouTube channel as well, let's go back. I mean, I love to find out the professional person, the Todd Barrow as a musician, but let's go back and talk about the little boy. How that all got started. Was it a family member, your mother influenced you or gave you, you know, let's do guitar lessons, or they heard you singing and they thought, oh, this boy has talent. How did that all got started as a music career?
Yeah, it all started really growing up in church. That's where I kind of cut my teeth in music. And the background that I have and the foundation, my mom was very inspirational. She could sing like Karen Carpenter, and just, you know, just a beautiful voice. My dad was a choir director and songwriter, and it just kind of fell into my lap. You know, I was around music all my, you know, all the time, and just got in my blood, and I just I couldn't get enough of it to get on stage and sing or perform or, you know, getting a talent show. And that's how I kind of got started when I was young.
That is so beautiful, Todd. I mean, I think moms and dads are one of our biggest influence in life for sure. And good for them to allow it to pursue that. Or were they opposite? Did they fight you a little bit in the beginning and they said, you know, little Todd, you know, perhaps that should be a hobby, not a career. Were they supportive, or you actually had to convince them for you, you know, to be where you are right now?
Oh no, they were very supportive. My mom started me, I think, when I was 8 years old, taking piano lessons, and then later on taking guitar lessons, and just kind of they kind of let me explore any instrument I wanted. You know, even being in a band or a junior high band, you know, playing the baritone, which is second to the tuba. And they were very supportive and offered me anything that I needed musically. We're very excited to see where I was going to go with it.
That is amazing and good for them. And I big applause to you, mom and dad, because it makes a huge difference. It makes a world of a difference for a supportive parent. And especially, you know, nowadays, the music industry is very, very competitive. But as an 8 year old, obviously, you didn't foresee what your life was going to turn out to be. I mean, you're playing everywhere. You're part of very amazing and prestigious. You're playing with very famous people. Did you actually thought that your life would turn out to be, obviously not at five, but when was the turning around point. You thought, wow, I could do this. I could do this. I could write songs. I can record music and be on stage. When was the turnaround in your life? 20, 21?
I was in a junior college out of high school. When I got out of high school, I went to a junior college. Well, actually, I went in the military, first of all. I served in the Marine Corps, and I did that. And then I had signed up for the GI Bill, which would pay for, you know, college. So I started in a junior college, and I'd kind of given up on music. I got to tell you, I just was, you know, focused on other things and a new direction. But when I got into junior college, they'd have a music lab open, and I could go over and play on a piano. And I would go over there and, you know, slowly started to remember, you know, all the theory and the things I'd learned being, you know, when I was young. But there was a different drive in it that, or a different perspective that I wanted to write songs, you know, and it just kind of came from nowhere, you know, from left field, like, wow, I need to start writing songs. And I just started, you know, hammering it out, you know, one verse, one chorus, and just slowly started to build, you know, and formalize a musical piece. And then it just, you know, it never left me. It was something that never left me, that I wanted to be a really good songwriter. I'd never done that. I'd always listen to others and go, wow, you know, Barry Manilow or Elton John or, you know, Elvis Presley or, you know, just on and on and on. The list goes on, and I'd be like, wow, you know, I want to do that too. I want to do that too.
Wow. Isn't that interesting that, you know, after your father and your mother helping you, influencing you and supporting you since you were 8 years old, that was a dream. And probably, obviously, you didn't know that it was going to be as strong as you thought. And then, you know, life goes on and you know, you got to get that career and you got to get that job and you got to get, you know, be serious. We got to be serious. And then you're back at it where your child, you know, dream was, right back to the beginning. And I gave a talk about 2 weeks ago. I was invited to speak, and it's exactly what we're talking about right now. It is incredible that your childhood dreams, 90% of the time, is what you were meant to do in life. And I talk about, because I'm writing a book, and I talk about when I used to play with a stick, interviewing people at 6 years old, 8 years old, playing. And that was my dream when I was 6 to 7 years old. And, you know, life went on and had to get the job and had to get, you know, things like that. And, you know, 5 years ago, I'm back to my baby dream was. And it's incredible how you just went back to your dream when you were a child. And that is beautiful. You started where you should have been all the way through. So what happened between your age and then you thought that you couldn't accomplish your dream, or it was too hard, or you wanted a serious career? What happened in the middle?
You know, I really didn't know what I wanted to do. You know, growing, you know, and as a kid or a child, you know, we all dream of different things. You know, do I want to be a fireman? Do I want to be a policeman? Do I want to be a governor? Do I want to be a lawyer? Do you know, and the list, you know, you just kind of go over all the different jobs out there or the careers out there. And I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I just knew that I needed to focus on getting education, which my parents really wanted. And I just needed to find something that would, you know, carry me long term. So I kind of put the dream on the back burner and tried to get away from it, actually. But, you know, it never leaves you, because it chased me down. Every time I turn around, there's an opportunity, you know, to do music.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Can you come play for us? Can you come do this for us? Can you go in the studio and just do some background vocals? You know, I you know, and I could go on and on about my journey And there's just, you know, there's lots of in-betweens. But
yeah.
But I kind of put it on the back burner.
And I'm glad that you're saying that. I'm definitely going to be quoting you and cutting this part here. It never leaves me, and it followed me. And that is exactly what happened to me. I do Toastmasters, and people were, can you come and speak? Can you come and mm-hmm. Talk? Because
cool.
That's what we were meant to do, just be doing what we were doing and playing as a child. And one of the things that I admire of you, it's okay for us not to know what to do. And I find that interesting. Sometimes we, as parents, we get angry at our kids. You have to figure it out. Well, we are in our 40s, speaking for myself, and a little bit more than that. And sometimes we don't figure out, how can we expect our child to figure it out? So it's not fair. It's not fair. So now I see it. Now I see it. So Todd, when you're writing your music, who do you get most? And going forward now, everyone. So if you would like to call us in and ask questions, I love this guy's life. It's unbelievable. I'm getting so inspired and pumped up right now, because this is exactly what I wanted to hear. Somebody who has put their dream on the back burner, and now we're back at it again with full force. If you would like to call us in, 215-383-5705, or social media. I'm checking Facebook right now, and if you would like to ask questions or perhaps a comment, we are more than welcome to have your comment and your questions asked. So going forward, Todd, when you write your music, who would you say are your biggest influence? And I think I have an idea who they are. And who would you say inspires you? Life, girlfriend, friends, family? Who inspires you to write that special?
Yeah, you know, it comes in many forms. I would say that just experiences in life cause me to write songs, and that's why I like country music, because we write what we go through. You know, we're going to tell a story that's a real story, and sometimes it's funny and sometimes it's sad, you know. Sometimes it's happy, and other times, you know, you're mad. I mean, there's just so many dynamics, and it can go in all kinds of genres, how people create their art and what they do with that. But in country music, at least the ones that I've worked with, we write from experience, and it's real, you know, and we want to be real. And I would say that the one that really got me back into, or kind of wrote me into the country music scene, was Sonny Burgess. We've become so good friends and close friends, and at one point in my life, you know, when I was ready to give up on music again, he stepped in and said, no. And he said, you live in Texas. He said, I'm not being racist, but you're white. You've got a good voice. You know how to play all kinds of instruments. He said, you need to do country music. He said, you're a great guy, and you're down to earth, and you love people. He said, it's all the ingredients that you need. He said, that's what I was drawn to you, or to me, being Todd. he said, that's my heartbeat too. And he said, and I don't just work with anybody. He said, because I've worked, you know, I was schooled by Charlie Pride and Randy Travis and Neil McCoy, and the list goes on. I'm telling you, he's amazing. He's in the Texas Music Hall of Fame. But he doesn't toot his horn, and he doesn't care. He really cares about people, and that's our vision and our goal. And I continue to use that wherever I go, to help people have a good time, but also teach them something. You know, because life's hard. It's hard, and you need some kind of pickup. You know, somebody to pick you up.
It's a great idea to have mentors and to have people that can push you and people that elevates you a little bit. Not that you are going to, you know, be supported all the time, but somebody just gives you that little push. And talk about little push. People that are listening to us all over the world, probably even musicians, and they're in that situation. And we know that it's challenging, you know, being in the music industry right now. It's a challenging career. However,
absolutely.
Social media is here. And one of the greatest thing about social media right now is that you're able to upload your song on SoundCloud and have interviews online. And,
right.
You know, it's one of the greatest things. It's just you just got to be on top of it. So what would you say that in the music industry, what would be your biggest accomplishment?
Wow. I would say that one of the most memorable things that I'll always remember is that I'd connected with a country association, and they wanted me to go and do more, I guess, bigger events outside of my comfort zone and where I was and geographically. And I had the opportunity to go and play with at John Snyder's studio in Louisiana. John Snyder's studio is primarily a filmmaking company, but, you know, John Snyder is a country singer as well, and songwriter, and Tom Wopat as well, the Dukes of Hazzard. I don't know if y'all remember the Dukes of Hazzard, but these were the Dukes of Hazzard, and I had the opportunity to go and play and sing with them and in front of them and in front of a massive, large attendance festival.
Wow.
And it was just insane because I had to pinch myself going to this.
I was just going to say, you probably had to, okay, let me pinch myself. Is this really happening? Am I really here? And are this all those people looking at me right now? Wow. Good for you. Good for you. I'm so proud of you. And this actually deserves an applause. They want that attention. They want to be able to connect with the public, and they want to be able to feel that, like he said, if I am making somebody smile, that's what you're meant to do. So you see yourself, obviously, Todd, doing bigger and better things. And for the people that are listening to us right now, especially in Texas, and you are in Fort Worth, where can people find you? Let's share with my audience, you know, your social media information, your website, and for, you never know, here in Canada as well, if somebody's looking for, an awesome, just vibrant, beautiful voice. I will be playing his song right now, one of my favorite, Sky, a little bit. Where can people find you, Todd?
Well, my website is toddbarrowmusic.com, like my name with music, toddbarrowmusic.com. And you can find me, my Facebook is Todd Barrow Music. My Twitter is Todd Barrow Music. And the only change up is the Instagram, and it's Todd Barrow Music with a one behind the music because it wasn't available. So that's where you can find me, and I welcome you to engage and let me know your what's going on with you, and how can I help you?
Beautiful, beautiful. So we will have all the links, by the way, right on our social media. Not to worry. We still have a couple of minutes left if you'd like to call us in or comment. I'm checking my social media right now. No comments as of yet. But this show is recorded. So not to worry. You could, if you just logged in, it is almost 8 o'clock here, Toronto time. I know that you guys are probably making dinner, getting ready for dinner, or even finishing dinner. But you can always have your tablet, your cell phone, or even your computer close by and listen to us and send your questions. I need to cut for a couple of words to my sponsor, everyone. I'm still with Todd. Do not go away. I have more questions for him, especially, where does he like to perform the best? And what are the plans for the future? As you know, the theme of the show is tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. We'll be right back, everyone.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birch-Mohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you. More time for your family. More money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birch-Mohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birch-Mohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by naturenova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Hey everyone, we are back. Be aware, we are with Todd Barrow right now, and I'm so excited. He is such a sweetheart, and never met him before, and we have a song that we will be playing. He is Open Sky. You can hear in the background right now. I'm just giving you a little teaser. Love his voice. Very soft, and that's more like a country love song, and incredible, very multitasking. He knows how to play all the instruments. So if you are looking for somebody for your stage here in Toronto, Canada, we do have country as well, not as much as Alberta, but just give us a call. We can send the information to Todd, not a problem. You can find him on social media, Facebook/Todd Barrow Music, on Twitter and on Instagram. But not to worry, I will be sharing all that information on my social media, and my favorite song, Open Sky, will be played here for the next 3 months. Yes, I will be playing that song over and over. Love it. Love it. And so we asked him a couple of questions before me moving in for a word of a sponsor. Where do you like to perform the most? Question number one. And question number two, what are the plans for the future? Obviously, to win a Grammy or a nice award, maybe not.
Yeah, sure. yeah, so you want to answer question one? I would say that festivals are probably my favorite thing to play. And there's all kinds of festivals happening. I'm sure you have them in Canada. We have them all over the United States, and festivals are just a good place to meet new people, and they always have a good stage, good sound, and good promotion, you know, to set things up. And so there's a great attendance, great mm-hmm. visibility, and just a lot of fun to entertain, you know, those that are coming from a young child to a, you know, to a senior citizen. And you know, so it's awesome. But festivals would be probably my favorite.
And I think they're a little bit more interactive too. When you have a big stage and then there was a little bit more organized, it's hard to interact with the public, with your audience. And fairs are
right.
are a lot more interactive.
Yes.
I can see where you're coming from. And what are the plans for the future, Todd?
Well, plans for the future. I am working with the Recording Academy, and some big names that are. I'm a candidate to be a Grammy voter, and to be part of that organization. I'm with the Recording Academy, so that's one goal that I've been working on. And another is just getting better branded. You know all the name brands that I'm sure you could name off, whether it's clothing or, you know, or jewelry or shoes or coats or, you know, whatever it is, sporting goods, getting better branded, because I feel like that is something that's so important for every musician and artist to do.
Yeah, brands is very, very important. I mean, everybody knows that there's two types of drink for soda, and I don't have to name them because I'm not being sponsored
right.
by them, if anybody knows.
Right.
And the same thing
That's
with shoes.
People...
and it's the same thing with shoes as well. Everybody knows,
uh-huh.
you know, especially if you are a young person, everybody goes for those two types of shoes. But definitely we're here, Todd, to help you brand yourself. And, you know, hopefully it will be a brand name. People will say country music and they will say Todd Bear. I can definitely see that. Todd,
it.
I can't believe time is just going by so quickly here at the Lizzie T Show. We're having so much fun. You're such an inspirational person, and just your life alone, you know, just the fact that you started as a child, you almost gave up. And I love what you said. It followed you. Even when you wanted to put it on the back burner, it didn't happen. You had to go back to that dream, you know, because if this is really what you're meant to do. And I think you are going to be awesome at it. And you are definitely meant to do this. So for the people that are listening to us right now, and they're probably going through that rough path right now, what do you think it takes to succeed in today's music industry? It is challenging, we know that, but maybe a couple of words of inspiration.
It's definitely challenging, and it's definitely competitive, and you just have to believe in yourself, and you can't let people put you down. And when you get a no, just understand that that no can simply turn into a yes. And just because somebody doesn't like it or gives you negative feedback, somebody out there is going to want it. And you just have to keep going. And you just have to keep surrounding yourself with those that believe in what you're doing. And eventually it'll start to click. And you just got to keep going. You know, don't give up. And stay encouraged.
Beautiful. Love it. Love it. It's just great. Great. I need to get into the part because this works not just for musicians, but for anybody who's out there with that dream and seems hard, just keep at it. Keep at it. I remember when I was doing this show, it was just for me on Sundays in the evening. No one was listening. I'm talking about 8 years ago. And 8 years later, you know, we're number one show in Canada. And now we're going to the States. We have listeners all over the world. And it's one step at a time. And really, I didn't do this to be the top number one radio show. I just do it because I love it so much. And it was my dream, you know, playing with that stick. And now I have a real microphone, a professional microphone, because I did not start with a professional microphone. It was just one of those really cheap microphones. And anyhow, this is lovely. This is amazing, Todd. Congratulations. Keep at it. This has been such a few. We're so proud of you. Again, we'll be playing
you.
Yourself throughout the next 3 months. I love it so much. And maybe sometimes even more. See how it goes. And thank you so much for sharing all your life experience with us. And I know it feels vulnerable sometimes to be sharing so much personal things, but I think it gives your audience that credibility and that you are a true, very genuine and truthful to yourself and to your fans. And last question on that note, what do you really want from your fans? What do you think that they expect from you?
Yeah, I think fans just want me to not change. You know, as you get bigger and you get more known and you get famous or whatever comes with accolades and things like that, to remain the same. Don't
true to
change,
yourself.
But be true to yourself and no worries, because it just won't happen. It's just ingrained in me. And, you know, and I was mentored by the best. And so I've learned, you know, a lot along the way, and, you know, to be humble and love people and don't get, you know, think you're all that in a bag of chips. but let your music speak for itself. You know, let your product
That's
speak
right.
for itself.
Yeah. That's right. Awesome. So we'll be listening to his song right now, everyone. Thank you so much, Todd, for being here today.
Thank you,
have an amazing evening and all the
Thank
best.
You.
Congratulations. And that is Open Sky. Open Sky, everyone. That's Todd Barrett's one of my favorite songs. I hope you enjoy it for all your delight. That was Joyce. The song is Madness, beautiful gospel singer. Well, continuing on, everyone, we still have some time for a musical section. And next up will be another song from somebody who has been following us for a little while now. And love this guy. Every time that there is a new solo, he sends it to us. Cervantes from L.A. And Cervantes sent us another song. It's called The Burn. Thank you so much, Cervantes, for supporting us.
Wow.
And that was Santeria. So they're right here from Toronto, Canada. And their group is composed of singers and musicians from all over South America. Great group. I had them on the show a couple of times. Love their music. And this is it for today, everyone. Thank you so much for being here today, for supporting us. So don't forget to tweet. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to like and hashtag the Liz T Show. I'm so happy for you to be here with us today. Thank you so much, Todd Bear, for being here all the way from beautiful Texas. All the best. We will play your song throughout the next 3 months. And make a fantastic day, everyone. I'm your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Bye-bye for now.
Canadian show. North American radio show. And now, worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do,